Crosstalk Online Radio, episode number 37. Today, my friends, we're talking 7 powerful reasons you must have a website.
We know you love your church and ministry, but you care more about people coming to your ministry looking for answers. Broadcasting from the beautiful lakes of Minnesota and the Twin Cities, welcome to Crosstalk Online Radio with Jason Sism. This podcast is where faith becomes life by equipping you for success in your family, ministry, and life. In this popular show, you come to get the tools you need to transform lives and reach your community for Christ. So come along, be refreshed, and draw near to the heart of God. Now here's your host, Jason Sism.
And succeeding in our family, ministries, and life is what we all should be setting out to do each and every day. Well, welcome to Crosstalk Online Radio, my friends. My name is Jason Sism, and I have the privilege of being your host. Well, my friends, today we're talking about websites, and maybe you're asking the question, well, do I really need one? Well, here's the reality. People are looking for you. But if you're not online, you're missing a huge demographic. And not only that, is because people don't have websites, I've simply skipped over them. Why? Because I can't find any validation for that business. Well, in today's episode, I want to walk you through why you should have a website. So we're going to have a lot of fun today, and so don't go away. We'll be right back with more. I don't know why I had that pause in there. We'll be back with more. I mean, it was just this whole perfect, like, I don't know what you want to call it, pause. Pause for effect, please. Welcome to the show. Well, if you are brand new to Crosstalk Online Radio, my friends, welcome to the show. I'm so glad, so delighted that you're here. Again, my name is Jason Sism. And for those who don't know who I am a blogger, pastor, and author. And my goal is to help leaders and pastors and authors, anybody who has a message, to help them stay motivated with clarity and tools that they need so they can find their voice and succeed in life. And that is, my friends, what it is all about, succeeding in life. And, you know, if we just take the time to have these little wins every single day, then I consider that success. And I've actually been going through a free video series by Michael Hyatt. And Michael's free video series has really helped me put some things into perspective, put some things into clarity, so that I can actually succeed in my own life. And he's actually gearing up for the launch of his Best Year Ever, 5 days to the Best Year Ever online program that he has, online class that he has. And the whole goal of his 5 days to the Best Year Ever is to help us really craft what our goals are and help us understand how to get from where we are and help us put out a vision that we can follow along in the next 12 months. In other words, asking the question, where do I want to see myself 12 months from today? And on top of that, he's also asking us to figure out, are we a driven person or are we a drifter person? Somebody who's driven, a lot of times the negativity that comes with being driven will actually cause harm in the relationships that you have. But also being a drifter does too, because being a drifter is you just don't care. And one of the things that I do, I kind of am both. I tend to procrastinate from time to time. And I wrote a little bit about that on Wednesday's blog post. I tend to procrastinate a little bit. But on top of that, I found that if I actually just simply take the time to do what I need to do and get it over with, it's actually going to produce better fruit if you attack something right away rather than just hanging on to it and not doing anything with it. So the best thing to do is remain clear in your mind and have clear focus and clear direction where you want to go, because the more we can articulate what we want to be or where we want to be 12 months from now, we can then begin putting an action plan together. And the more we have an action plan together, the more apt we are to see it happen. So, that being said, that is just a short little tidbit. I didn't want to go into a whole lot there, but, you know, that's okay. So take that for what it's worth, and let us move on with the show. Well, my friends, you know, I haven't played this music in a while, so I am playing the feature presentation music. Well, like I was saying at the beginning of the show, we all need websites. And if you don't have one, you're missing a huge demographic. Why? Well, websites are the window to your organization. They give people a glimpse or a glance behind the curtain. It's actually said that nearly 45% of churches don't have websites. And I even recently read that 58% of authors don't have them either. So the crazy thing is, we are actually missing out on huge demographics of people. It's actually said that nearly 2 out of 3 people have internet at home, at the office, or on a mobile device. And I had made the comment at the start of the show that I have simply skipped over people's websites simply because, not people's websites, but people's businesses, simply because they didn't have a website. And, you know, a good example, at the church, I was looking for an electrician, wanted to have an electrician put in a outlet in the back of the building so that we could have our heating coils on the roof to keep the snow and the ice melted at the roof line, so we don't have these huge dams built up. So I needed an outlet there to plug these heating coils, roofing coils in. Well, I searched and searched and searched, and I can't tell you how many electricians and how many different companies I found that did not have websites. And the crazy thing is, I didn't even contact them. I didn't even call them. And the reason is because I couldn't validate them. And that's one of the things that I found even on Yelp or on Yahoo reviews. I found a lot of times that if somebody didn't have a website, that people complained about it or complained about the organization. So the sad reality is, especially for churches, 45% of churches don't have websites. And if you are a church who does not have a website, you're missing a whole bunch of people that would love to find out about who you are. And so in today's episode, I want to walk you through 7 powerful reasons that you must have a website. And I'm gonna tell you that these 7 reasons should be no-brainers, but I'm gonna try to be kind. I'm gonna try to be thoughtful, because I really want to help you take your ministry to the next level. Or if you're an author, I want to help you take your message to the next level. And a website is probably one of the best ways that we can actually do that. So here we go. Number one, websites never sleep. They are 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Websites don't have on times. Websites don't have off times. And the funny thing is, I found that even with our church's website, there is a large demographic of people that will visit the website in the wee hours of the morning. That's just simply how it goes. I am usually asleep by the time people are searching for our church. But the thing is, because a website never sleeps, it can, especially if you're an author, it can really help you because people on the other side of the world, they'll be up and awake. Like in Australia, there's a 14 to 15 hour difference in time between Central Time Zone, where I am, and Sydney, Australia. And it depends on the day and the time. It could be 14 hours, it could be 15 hours. But the thing is, there are people on the other side of the globe who are looking for you, looking for answers, looking for stuff. They're Googling things. And if you have a website, the chances of being found greatly increase. If you just only rely on your Facebook page, you're going to miss out on most people. If you're only relying on maybe your Google Plus page, again, you're going to miss out on a whole lot of people. And the very fact that websites never sleep should give you encouragement, because now you know that people are wanting to know more. People are wanting to know more about you. And if you have a website, I gotta tell you, you will find more people searching for you. And just in the last week alone, at Life Church in Eden Prairie, where I'm on staff at, we have had nearly 350 people visit the website. I want to say 170 to 180 of those people were first-time website viewers. And that is huge. That is absolutely huge. So if you want to be successful, you have to have a website, because websites never sleep. They will work for you long after you go to bed. If you are sleeping and you have books and stuff for sale, if you are a business owner and you got stuff for sale on your website, or if you're a church and you have last week's sermon on there, it's going to work for you, because you don't have to do anything. It just happens. It just works. You know, I've had people listen to this podcast and in the middle of the night, and well, I'm sleeping in the middle of the night. Maybe not, because I do have a newborn, so I could actually be up when somebody's listening. But beside the point, it's going to work for you. It's going to reach people at different times of the day that you would never be able to reach personally on a personal level through either Facebook or whatever else you are using. So number two. Number one was websites never sleep. Number two, websites are a great advertiser for your business, your church, or your ministry. And so they kind of go hand in hand a little bit, but really it's a great advertiser. It's really a cheap advertisement of your organization, a cheap advertisement of your book, or a cheap advertisement of your church. And now, I'm not saying cheap as in it's poor quality, though there are some really poor quality websites that are still stuck in about 1985. Beside the point, I will say this, that if you have a website, even if even if you didn't even purchase a domain name, which I don't know why you wouldn't purchase a domain name, but if let's say you don't have a domain name and your website is yourname.wordpress.com, something like that. You know, okay, I've seen a few churches who've done that. They've not purchased the domain name, and, you know, I've seen better. But at the same time, they're still advertising their church and their business and their ministry. And so I got to hand it to people who, even though they may not have a domain name, they're still advertising. And so because websites never sleep, they're always going to be advertising on your behalf. Unlike where if you had a newspaper ad, that's only going to be working for you if people pick up the paper. If you're like my neighbor, the paper sits in your box for 4 weeks before you decide to throw it away. So my neighbor won't see the ad anyway. But if my neighbor, let's say, has a problem and is looking for answers in life, and all of a sudden a sermon from our church pops up on his Google search, now Google is advertising our church for us. And that's the power of having a website. Google will actually advertise your stuff on your behalf simply based upon the demographics and how people search Google. So, number one, websites never sleep. Number two, they're a great advertiser for your business, your church, or your ministry. Number three, it will reach more people. Think about it. Your church, let's say, is in the middle of Kansas. You know, Dorothy herself goes to your church. But somebody in Russia gets saved simply by listening to one of your sermons. And at the end of the sermon, you gave a call for salvation. And she contacts you through the contact page, and she says, "Thank you. You helped me turn my life around." Would that not be the price of admission for having a website? Think about it. You can reach people all around the world. You have the world as your oyster. The world is your stage to tell people about Jesus, to tell people about your message, to tell people about what God is doing in your life, or to tell people about the latest necklace that you're selling. I mean, you name it, you can reach more people with your message simply by having a website. I have people all the time who will visit my website from Finland, or from Australia, or from, I had somebody from Papua New Guinea. I've had people from Chile. I've had people from closed communist nations. I've had people from Pakistan. I've had people from Syria and Indonesia, and Saudi Arabia, and places in Africa. I am able to reach the world with my message, and I have had communication with some of these people where their lives have been changed, or where they have said, "Thank you for your message. Thank you for your authenticity." That's why having a website is so important. It's not just so that you can sell the latest rubber band product or rubber band gun, but it's so that you, it's a bad analogy, but it's so that your message can get out to the entire world. And if you can get your message out into the entire world, in my opinion, you're a legend. I mean, you're doing something greater than what Jesus himself even did when he was on the earth. Jesus said, you will do greater works than me. You will do greater works than these that you see. And it was simply because Jesus knew that the more people were getting their message out into the world, the greater the impact that he would have. So that's what it's all about, is reaching more people with your message. Number four, I believe every church should think about having a blog on their website. Every church should think about having a blog on their website. And the reason is because going back to reaching more people with your message. Our church, we don't necessarily have a blog, but we have a media archive. And I'll get into that in just a little bit here. But it's similar to a blog that I'm updating content weekly. A blog is similar, where you write down maybe a short devotional and you share it with your church. Or if you're a business owner and you want to share the latest product that you have a blog. It's easy for me to say because I'm a blogger. I have a blog. I've had nearly 2,500 first-time visitors to this blog just in 2015 alone. I want to say that's over 200 a month that I've had visit. I mean, that's awesome. It's huge. But I believe blogging is one of the greatest mediums out there today. And yes, there are a ton of bloggers out there, but most bloggers are a bunch of noise and it's easy to pass over. The blogs that really make a difference are the blogs who have a message to share. And this is why I believe that it's so important for you to probably consider having a blog on your website, is because if you are a legitimate business or you have a church that has the message of hope, one of the greatest ways we can do is get that message out there onto the proverbial digital paper called a blog and write these little articles every week. So if you're a church, you could even simply do a once a week blog post and share that out with your congregation. Now, I'm not saying, like my website, you have to have it as the home page. But what I am saying is it's probably not a bad idea to have a blog somewhere on your website so that you can communicate the message that God has put in your heart. Well, my friends, I have three more topics I want to talk to you about in regarding to why you need a website. But we're going to take a short break, and I want you to listen to this short promo. If you're like most of my readers, you want to succeed in your family, ministry, and life, and see others do the same. But the reality is, sometimes training effective leaders is difficult. That is why I wrote my new ebook called Start Your Engines, 3 Strategies to Running an Effective Small Group Now. This ebook is designed to take you to the next level as a leader, help you train others to be successful, and it gives you a simple template to do just that. You can't buy Start Your Engines, but you can get it for free by subscribing to my free e-newsletter. This newsletter will let you know as soon as I post new content to my blog. This way, you don't have to remember my blog to stay up to date. Once you get the newsletter, click the links included and you'll be taken right to my website where you can read the latest content. To get your copy of my ebook, head over to jbcism.com. Click the link at the top right of the page, enter your information, and you'll receive in minutes your copy of my new ebook. And did I mention it's completely free? Don't guess on how to run effective small groups in your church. Sign up today to get your copy of Start Your Engines, 3 Strategies to Running an Effective Small Group Now. Available only at jbcism.com.
All
All right, my friends. And if you have not signed up for my free e-newsletter, I do encourage you to do that. One, it's completely free. So you don't have to spend any money. And you will get in your inbox every single time I publish a blog post. Every time this podcast comes around, it's going to come to your inbox. And you won't even have to think about coming to my blog. You won't have to think about coming here to get your content. It comes right to your inbox. And you can listen and subscribe right from... not subscribe, but you can listen or read everything right from your inbox. And then if you could also tell a friend about this show or tell a friend about my website, jbsism.com, I would be greatly appreciative. So we've been talking about why you need a website. And one is so that you can know that your message is getting out there 24 hours a day. So number one, websites never sleep. Number two, it's a great advertiser for your business. You can advertise without paying a whole lot of money. Number three, you get to reach more people. Your message goes across the world. Number four, you should have a blog on there so that you can communicate your message to the fullest degree. So this brings us to number five. Having a website allows you to archive your media. Now, if you're a church, you're probably giggling at this one because you have an archive room filled with cassette tapes. I know we do. We have the huge, oh my gosh, it is a huge file cabinet. It's probably 4.5 feet wide and just as tall, and it has a ton of drawers in there, just wide enough for a cassette tape. The drawers are full. Then we have, lining all of the shelves, boxes of cassette tapes. And then we have, in a little cubby hole that is probably 4 feet high and about 3 feet deep, that is filled with boxes of cassette tapes. That's a lot of cassette tapes. And the great thing is a website allows you to archive your media. And it's actually cheaper than it ever has been before to archive your media. And the average archive cost is about, I'm paying about $12.50 a month for the media archiving of this website. This podcast. And about $12 a month for this podcast. But if I was to do video archiving, you have Vimeo completely free. You have YouTube completely free. And these are just two examples of where you can get free media hosting. But it allows you to archive your media files. That way you don't have to store them in a little cubbyhole in the back of your church that nobody's ever going to see. So the nice thing is it allows you to get your messages out there and get rid of the hard copies because you already have all of the digital copies. So archive your messages and you will thank me. Number six is it allows you to let people know what your upcoming events are. Now, I know there is a lot of controversy in churches right now, and right now our website doesn't have it, but thinking about revisiting it is the upcoming events page. Now, people like to be in the know. It's just the curiosity nature of being a human. We like to be in the know. And so, that was really bad. You know, and so, it's about 11:30 at night, so I'm really tired. So the jokes are really bad. I'm so sorry. Anyway, but the thing is, people want to be in the know. And the reason they want to be in the know is because they want to fill their calendars. No, I'm just kidding. people don't want to fill their calendars. But if your church is having an event and you've only advertised it on a Sunday morning and you've only advertised it maybe on your weekly email, people are going to forget. And so one place that people will naturally gravitate towards to find out what the latest event is your website. And so it's so vitally important, I believe, to have it on there, and which is why I believe I'm going to be rescinding my idea of not having a upcoming events page on our current website. And the reason simply is because people have asked for it. And if people ask for it, then therefore that's what the people are demanding. And so that's what I build for them. And it's as simple as that. So, you know, people are very tech savvy today. And they want a simple way where they can share the event ideas to other people. That is, I think, one of the important reasons why we need the upcoming events. And finally, my friends, number 7, having a website is cheaper than you think, and it's cheaper than it ever has been before. So many people will pay thousands upon thousands of dollars to build a website for somebody, and there's nothing wrong with that. If you were to ask me, Jason, would you build a website? I would say, sure, no problem. What are you looking for? I have 3 packages. One, I can build a simple website on a free site for you, and all you pay is the website design fees, which I think is like $500-$600. So if you want on a free site where you can build your website, so WordPress.com is a free site, and all you have to do is just pay for your domain name, and a domain name will cost you about $15 a year. So it is incredibly inexpensive. You can host your a lot of your media files. You can host a lot of pictures. You can build your websites from scratch on WordPress.com's structured builder. And it's really simple to use. That's what my website is on currently right now. I am switching over to another WordPress which is WordPress.org, and it's a completely self-hosted version of WordPress. It's a little bit more expensive, but the benefits outweigh the cost. So I'll get to that one in just a second. So that one is pretty inexpensive. If you were to go through a private designer, so like somebody like me, if you were to hire somebody like me to build a website from scratch for you, one, I would build it on WordPress. But two, I would charge you anywhere from $1,500 to $3,000 to build your website. And so it's not cheap to have somebody build it for you. But the great news, building a website is easier than ever before. There is a website builder company out there called, what was the name of it? It is, bear with me just a second. I just had it. Okay, I know what it is. Clover. I had to go to somebody's website here. Clover website. It's a company that I've known churches to use. It's, you know, moderately expensive for the initial setup. So it's about $1,000 right off the bat. But then it's about $20 a month. So it's really inexpensive to use. Faith Highway is another one. You just have to call them on what you're looking for, and they'll charge you based on that. Squarespace. There's a lot of people who talk about Squarespace. I've seen a lot of churches move over to there. It's really simple. It's a drag-and-drop editor. If you know Microsoft Word, you know Squarespace. If you know Microsoft Word, you know WordPress. Now, Squarespace is about $18 a month. So, you know, it's not bad. You don't have to pay for anything upfront at all. Now, the option that I went is completely self-hosted. So, I didn't build it on like Squarespace's system or Clover's system. I built my website, the new one I'm working on right now, which I'll be giving a sneak peek to that soon. Not yet. You just have to wait for it. But anyway, it was about $200 for the WordPress template that I'm building my website on. It was about $350 for 3 years of hosting. So I paid for 3 years of hosting upfront. Otherwise, it's about $6 a month. And then any of the other additions to the website that I wanted, I paid for. So all in all, I'm paying about $15 to $20 a month to have my new website. And so the costs far outweigh, the benefits far outweigh the cost that I'm paying. And so if somebody was to have designed the site that I'm designing right now, and because I'm a designer, I can make my own. But if I was to pay somebody, like myself, I would be paying about $5,000 to $6,000 for this new website. So, you know, the thing is, you can completely customize it and build it yourself if you want. And I have a tutorial where you can follow along, especially on the WordPress.com. So if you go to my website, jasonsism.com/WordPress. So jasonsism.com/WordPress. And you can find a video there where you'll be able to watch, and it'll take you right to YouTube. So jasonsism.com/WordPress, and you can learn how to set up your own website in a matter of minutes. And now the video is geared towards the Minnesota Christian Writers Guild. I made the video for them. I will be making it more of a generic one eventually, but all the information that you need to start your own website completely for free is there. And I got to tell you, I've had people build their websites based on this video. So it's completely for free. The video is free to watch, and you can build a website completely for free if you want. Now, I encourage people to at least pay a little bit of money to build their websites. But if you don't have a lot of money, WordPress.com is a great option. If you have a little bit more money, Clover is a great option as well. Faith Highway is probably even a better option. You just have to call them. And do your research. And you will find that it's cheaper, it's quicker, it's faster and easier than ever before to get your message out there for the entire world to see. Well, my friends, thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. And if you could do me just a quick and simple favor, head over to iTunes and rate this show. Because every rating on this show will help more people hear about the message here at Crosstalk Online Radio. So do me that little favor. And then also, if you're at it and you love the content that I produce here, I encourage you to go to my Patreon website, so jasonsism.com/support, and donate maybe $1 or $2 an episode, about $4 to $5 a month is all I'm asking to help put this show on the air for you to listen to. Well, my friends, this show is copyright 2015. All rights reserved by J.B. Sism Ministries, Jason Sism, and, of course, Living Lights Media. And, my friends, I encourage you to get that website. Get your message out there, because it's never been easier, and it's quicker and faster than ever before, because I don't want you to miss out on a huge demographic. Well, my friends, that's all I have for you this week. Be blessed. Tell somebody about this show. And Go get your message out there, find your voice, and succeed in life. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye now.